Welcome Native Talks, Jen again, and we're going to talk about apologizing today. We apologize in English all of the time. We say sorry when we do something wrong, when we've upset someone, when we want to sympathize with someone, when we're about to disturb someone, and even when someone else disturbs us. So what's the best way to apologize in English? There are many different ways to apologize in English depending on the situation, who you're apologizing to, and how you're feeling. You can say, sorry, it's just as simple as that. This is a very common, simple apology, and there are many situations we can use it in. For example, when we bump into someone on the street, you can say, sorry. Or when we want to get someone's attention, for example, to go past them on a train, you can say, sorry, excuse me. Or when we're sympathizing with someone, you can say, I'm sorry to hear that. Or when we know that we've done something wrong, you can say, sorry, I'm late. It's a weak apology, so don't use it if you've done something truly abhorrently wrong. It won't sound strong enough. You can also say, I'm so very extremely terribly sorry. You can do any kind of variation on that. It's very similar to sorry, but adding an extra word makes the meaning stronger. For example, I'm so sorry I didn't come to your party yesterday. I can't believe I forgot the tickets. I'm so terribly sorry. You can also say, how careless of me. This phrase is used when we criticize ourselves for making a mistake. For example, I just broke a glass. How careless of me. I'll buy you a new one. You can also say, I shouldn't have. We use this when we realize we've done something that we shouldn't have done and now we regret it. For example, I shouldn't have shouted at you last night. I didn't mean what I said. You can say, it's my fault. We use this phrase when we want to take responsibility for something. For example, it's my fault we missed the train. I should have woken up earlier. You can also say, please don't be mad at me. This is an informal phrase we use when we've done something wrong and we don't want the other person to be angry with us. For example, please don't be mad at me, but I have to cancel our plans this weekend. You can say, I hope you can forgive me, please forgive me. We use this to ask forgiveness from someone when we do something to upset them. For example, I acted awfully last night and I know I embarrassed you and I hope you can forgive me. A more formal way of saying sorry is to say I apologize for or I'd like to apologize for. You can say I apologize for the delay in replying to your email. And finally, you can say please accept my sincere apologies. This is a very formal way of apologizing, especially when the word sincere is included. It's usually used in formal letters. Being polite and knowing how to apologize are important in all languages and cultures. After all, everyone makes mistakes. Hopefully now you'll know how to say sorry in any situation. And if these phrases don't work, I mean, you can always send flowers.